This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه ومستن بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Brothers and sisters, let's begin by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and mercy on this blessed day and hour of Yawm al-Jum'ah. Allahumma ameen. For our brothers and sisters around the world who are suffering, for our brothers and sisters around the world who are in pain and struggle, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them patience, strength and ease, their pain and ours. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuha al-Ahbab, as we all know, there is a lot happening around the world, particularly with our brothers and sisters in Palestine. First and foremost, may Allah Azza wa Jal give them victory. Allahumma ameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal give them strength. May Allah Azza wa Jal give them patience. All those who have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count them from amongst the shuhada. Reunite all of us with them in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. One of the things that we rarely think about, many Muslims take for granted, is the emotional pain and struggle when you're listening and you're hearing and you're going through online and you're seeing all of those images, all of those videos. It takes a toll on a human being. We're all humans. It takes a toll. Not everyone can handle seeing those images, watching those videos. And it's, if you push that aside, you know, sometimes when you're watching the news and you'll hear individuals justify the loss of innocent children, people who have nothing to do with any conflict, they have nothing to do with the political situation, they're not involved, they're just innocent people like you and I. But somehow when their lives are taken, it's justified, and it can cause a bit of anger, frustration. And a lot of Muslims don't know how to cope with that frustration. Don't know what to do. Like, do I go to bed angry? Do I start questioning, oh Allah, why are you doing this? Why are you allowing this? So today, what I'd like to do in this short reminder is share with you a verse from Surah Al-A'raf. Listen to the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تجري من تحتهم الأنهار وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون. Listen to the verse. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. We stripped out and surgically removed from their chest. غِلٌ. You know what غِلٌ is? غِلٌ is everything that is bitter, unpleasant. So all of us as human beings carry a little bit of غِلٌ in us. Why do I say that? This is not to make you feel like, okay, well, I'm never going to win this battle of removing hatred and pain and animosity and all of these things that I may carry for someone else. There is a certain extent, a certain point this ayah is teaching us. There is always going to be a little bit of ghillun that remains that only Allah can remove. What is the evidence? وَنَزَعْنَا. Allah says that He will remove it. Before we get to Jannah bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, before we get there, our chests and our hearts we'll have to remove this thing called ghillun. Ghillun has a quality to it. The quality is that normally this hatred is attached to someone. You can't just say, well, I just hate something or an object. It's always linked to a person. So somebody may have said something to you in an offensive way, have rubbed you the wrong way, and may have done something, a transaction, and they weren't honest through that transaction. All of these examples. So you carry a little bit of, man, I shouldn't have done that with them. Man, if next time I see that brother or sister, I'm just going to go pray over there, they're going to go over there. We don't have to meet and say salam to one another. That's called ghillun. Allah says that has to be removed. And Allah does that for us. May Allah give us strength. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Now when ghillun is removed, listen to the ayah. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Beneath them there will be rivers flowing. Now pause. What does this sound like? We start off by reminding us of all of the emotional effects of watching pain and tragedy unfold, and you can't do anything about it. Then we come to this ayah about ghillun. Now we're going to talk about the blessings of Jannah. What's the connection? Sounds like three different khutbas already. Follow the ayah. Allah, after removing ghillun from the heart, from the chest, now the believer can see something and appreciate that beauty, that blessing. The believer can now see tragedy, not to understand why it's happening, why Allah allows it, but trust Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. Trust the All-Powerful and the All-Wise. Ya Rabbi, I don't know why this is happening to my brothers and sisters. I don't know why the innocent suffer. I know, and this is how you're able to say this, I know that you're Al-Qadir. You are the one that is in control of all affairs. Nothing happens except by your permission. I trust you, O Allah. Some good will come out of this. You get to talk like this, and you get to believe your words when you first, subhanAllah, remove ghillun from the heart. So the first way to make sense of things and to be able to have control, ownership over your emotions is, number one, it starts right here. There's a lot going on in here. So this ayah says, listen, start off with ghillun. You got anything for anybody in your heart, start working on that and see what other blessings start to find its way in its heart. You know, the ulama, they say, ghildun is one of those things that become like a barrier. If somebody harbors hatred, jealousy, evil, all of these things in the heart, and they do nothing about it, this is one of the barriers that when Qur'an tries to come in the heart, it doesn't. It just goes through the ears. When the reminders try to get in the heart and settle, they don't. They just kind of go through the ears. When you see something good, something that can encourage, something that can influence you, it is only with the eyes. The heart doesn't see it. And a lot of us experience something similar even in prayer. You know how sometimes when you're praying, it's just your body praying. Nothing else. Why does that happen? One reason the Quran gives us is ghillun. May Allah purify all of us. Allahumma ameen. Then, so we see these beautiful rivers. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ. Now you can start to appreciate Allah's blessings. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. What does the believer say when they enter Jannah and they see Allah? They say, Alhamdulillah. الَّذِي هَدَانَ لِهَذَا, the one who guided me to this. Listen to it. Jannah, lots of you here speak Arabic, right? Jannah has a ta marbuta at the end. Shouldn't it be وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَ لِهَذِهِ? The ulama, they say, هَذَا, is used because it's describing something else, not necessarily Jannah. The believer, after ghillun being removed from the heart, saw something. We don't know what that is until we get there, inshallah. Some of the ulama, Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, says perhaps they saw Allah. Others, they say, everything that we know of Jannah is just the appetizer. Hadha is referring to the main course. Can you imagine? Every ayah and hadith you and I have ever read about the description of Jannah is only an introduction or an appetizer to Jannah. When somebody settles in Jannah, that's when you start to see, wow, this is really what Jannah is. So, the shade that is so wide, it takes 500 years for a horse to circle. All of the dirt on the floor is made out of saffron flowers. The bricks in Jannah that are built to, that are used to build the homes are made out of gold and silver. The cement in between is musk perfume. All of these things, that's just your appetizer. Wait till you actually settle in Jannah. Then you'll say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَ لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. If it wasn't for the one, Allah, we would have never been guided to such a thing. Then the ayah concludes, لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ. Indeed, all of the prophets and messengers came with the truth. You know why the believer says this? Here's another tool to help us cope with life. Here's another tool. You know, sometimes when you read about what prophets and messengers taught us, it's hard to see that truth in reality. It is hard to see that Islam is the one and only path because of how we're portrayed, how we're talked about, how Muslims are treated, and the list goes on. It's hard to see that reality. This is the time when the believer will say, Alhamdulillah, you know, what all those prophets and messengers brought? It was the truth. I'm so glad I held on. And that's what we have to continue to do, brothers and sisters. Hold on. No matter how difficult it is to hold on, we want to be in this ayah. That one day, we will stand before we enter Jannah, inshallah, and say, every time the Imam asked me to donate towards this cause and that cause, I donated. I don't know where my money went. I don't know who it was helping. I don't know how it got there, but I trusted that I'm going to do this for the sake of Allah. Then you stand there and you see all of your sadaqah. The Quran calls this muhdara. Muhdara is when the scale is brought in front of us. You see every single deed you've ever done, it's there. And the believer looks at their scale and says, SubhanAllah, every penny, every cent I've donated, it's here on the scale. Every salam I responded to, it counted. Every Eid Mubarak I gave, it's on my scale of good deeds. Every sadaqah, it's here. Then the ayah concludes. If you think it's remarkable already, wait till you see how this ayah concludes. SubhanAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength, increase our faith, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala preserve the message of the Quran and Sunnah in our hearts and in our lives. Da'iman abada, always and forever. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa risa'iri al-muslimin min kulli dhanb. Fastaghfiru innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن والاه أما بعد ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون. Then it is called out. Try to imagine this. Take a second. Try to visualize what this looks like. Then Allah calls out to all of us, inshallah. ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها. There it is. The Jannah that you inherit and you have worked so hard for. You held on when everyone else was letting go. You held on. There's the Jannah. And then Allah concludes and says, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, because of the deeds and the work that you put in. You know, when the boss says to his workers and his employees, he says to them, you earned it. You know, you all get a raise because of being punctual, on time, fulfilling your duties. In other words, what is the boss really saying to his employees? He's saying to them, I'm proud of you. Well done. This is Quran's way and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way to say, I'm proud of you Muslims, believers, my servants, I'm proud of you. Well done. Your mom, your dad that passed away, that you yearned to see again and touch again, look, they're waiting for you under that tree. Go. You earned it. Your friends and family from the community that all passed away years, look, they're all celebrating, waiting for your arrival. In addition to that, all the blessings and the jannah and the honor that you've known and you've hoped for and wanted, there it awaits. Because why? You held on. So in conclusion, putting all of this together, brothers and sisters, I know that there is a lot to see and to listen to. But hold on. So that one day, inshallah ta'ala, we will all be together like this, under a tree, talking about we were here at this masjid. And every time I came here for salah and for taraweeh and for all of those programs, it counted. And that's why I get to sit under this shade. That's why I get to sit under all this blessing with my loved ones and enjoy eternal bliss and happiness. Not only with those who I've known, but those brothers and sisters who have died, those brothers and sisters that we donated towards to help them, to give them food and nourishment. One day that child may come and meet us and say, thank you. You know the sadaqah you gave? It came to me. That's why we're here together. So brothers and sisters, I pray Allah gives us the strength to hold on. May Allah preserve the message of Islam in our hearts, in our lives, always and forever. May Allah bring us closer to Him in a way that He is pleased with before we are pleased with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erase any form and level of ghillun from our hearts, that at the end of the day, we love each other and we support each other in a way that He is pleased with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite all of us with our loved ones in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept from us our efforts. Ya Rabbi, on this blessed day and hour of Yawm al-Jum'ah, we ask you and we plead to you, Ya Rabbi, if this is our last Jum'ah, Ya Rabbi, accept it from us. Accept from us our dua. Accept from us our ruku' and sujood and our salawat. Ya Rabbi, you know my weaknesses before anyone else. Ya Rabbi, forgive me for my weaknesses, my shortcomings and my mistakes. Ya Rabbi, preserve me, my family and my friends and my community upon the path of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, Ya Rabbi, bless me with a husnul khawatim, a blessed and righteous ending. Allow the last words that I utter before I meet you, Ya Rabbi, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله اللهم آمين. My brothers and sisters, we send peace and blessing to our Rasul صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه كما أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. واقم الصلاة.